Thank you and good morning. Arcata police recovered two handguns, confiscated meth and heroin, along with burglary tools, and arrested five men at the Shell gas station on G Street in Arcata on Tuesday night. Police responded to the scene on a report of possible drug activity, and one man, 21-year-old Eureka resident Braylon Lanier, immediately fled the scene on foot and was chased down and taken into custody after a brief struggle. He was found with a loaded handgun. Officers searched the vehicle, connected with the men, and arrested 18-year-old Andrew Lamberson Jr., 24-year-old Nathan Mays, 25-year-old Kason Crutchfield, all of McKinleyville, along with 26-year-old Klamath man Richard Martin. Arcata officers recovered a small amount of meth and heroin and located a second loaded handgun on Lamberson's person. All five men were booked into county jail. The College of the Redwoods Police Academy will see its 117th class graduate at a ceremony scheduled for tomorrow afternoon at the campus theater. 36 Academy graduates will pass through on their way to careers in law enforcement, and as of today, 20 of them have been hired by agencies, and the others are in the varying stages of the selection process for others. Cadet graduate Brittany Grout, who started out as a volunteer with the Eureka Police Department, will join EPD. The Sheriff's Office has four new deputies in the class, Deputies Wang, Esget, Melendi, and Kirikoff. This graduating class began the academy in January, and the next class begins on July 11th. For more information, contact the Training Center office on campus. More than 1,000 personnel are on scene to the east, battling the Pony Fire, burning southwest of Happy Camp, 2 miles west of Highway 96 and the Klamath River in the Klamath National Forest. The blaze has scorched more than 2,300 acres and is burning in an area of previous fires. Favorable weather conditions with far less wind, higher humidity, lower temperatures, and even some rain have allowed fire crews to establish new lines and gain on containment. The fire was started last week by lightning and is the only major fire complex in the region. Closer to home, officials with the Six Rivers National Forest will host a community meeting tonight from 5 until 7 at the Hoopoe Wildfire Training Center to discuss the ongoing fire season and the impact it will have as we enter the summer months. Jordan Christmas has news from St. Joe's.
The Redwood Memorial Foundation announced the recipients of the foundation's 2016 scholarships. Every year, the Redwood Memorial Foundation awards scholarships to high school seniors and community members from the Eel and Van Dusen River Valleys, as well as the Southern Humboldt communities, who plan to pursue careers in the medical field. Among the high school seniors who received scholarships included Marco Vargas, Jasper Bernstein, Kaylin Farley, Natalie Leming, Lane Sotomayor, Abby Young, and Michaela Sancho, while Michaela Ammer and Natalie Davey were the two community members who received scholarships as well.
Thank you, Jordan. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Last November, county government announced it had received $20 million from the state for the construction of a new building that will be part of the current jail facility at the downtown Eureka Courthouse. The new facility will house 44 beds for inmates transitioning from having served their sentences to the outside world, and District Attorney Maggie Fleming thinks the facility will help reduce recidivism, particularly among inmates with addiction or mental health issues.
What the real focus is helping those who are transitioning out of the jail, and specifically having more beds available for those who have substance abuse issues and mental health issues. Someone pleads guilty, they've been sentenced to drug treatment, and they're released from the jail and given a slip of paper that says, here's a week from Tuesday, you're to report to this location for your treatment.
Fleming said the current system does not work as it should, and the transition facility will provide easier access, both for those who need treatment as well as those who will treat them.
That is such a difficult process for somebody going through substance abuse issues, or similarly so if someone's going to be responding to a mental health practitioner. So that transition will be so much more effective. And then I just think it's so important, too, those in the facility will have more treatment options, which I think will really help the population that we see at the jail.
DA Maggie Fleming appeared on Talk Shop yesterday, and you can hear her entire interview by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.